Shabbos Perek Vov Mishnah Vov Yoytze B'Sela She'al Hatzinis. A woman can go out to Rishus HaRabim. Sela She'al Hatzinis is something else. Tzinis is, sometimes it's a funny word, the Gemara describes it as a makeh that a person has on the bottom of their foot, and they would put on this type of rock, and it would be a refuah. So again, the idea being what we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that if it's derech refuah, so then it's considered shimush for the guf. Habonais yoytzim b'chutin. Talking here, bonais means ketanois. Vafilu b'kismin shebaznem. They're allowed to go out with chutin. What's chutin? The women would pierce the ears as very young children, and then they weren't ready to wear earrings yet, so they would put in a string in order that the hole of the piercing shouldn't close up. That's not a takshit. It's there to serve as a preparation for a takshit, but it's not itself a takshit. So they're allowed to go out with these chutin that are in that place. So I feel be kismin. Kismin is mamish peas. Mamish not a takshit. Shebaznet. Arviyos yoytes ru'ulois. Tassant. Here now we're talking about different customs in different places. In the Arab countries, women go out covered in a veil. Good, that's a takshit. Modiyos, women from Modai, Prufois, they go out covered over by a long beged. Mamash the Lasata Vitaliso. And what they do is they put on one side of the beged, they put a rope around. They put a small rock to hold the whole rope around the talis in place. The whole get up is mutter. V'chol Odom. Betzim are allowed to wear the same thing. These begodim is not only if you're an Arab in Saudi Arabia, you're allowed to wear it. If anybody from there is asking the Shaila. But even in Brooklyn, you're also allowed to wear it. El Shadir, maybe Brooklyn by now, is already, that's a beged of Anshei Amokim. El Shadir Chacham Bahayve. Chazal were megala themselves, and they spoke about the minhagim in each place. But Betzim, as long as it's something that is warm as a form of dress, then it has a shame of a form of dress, even in a place where it would only turn eyebrows. What's Tagapshat? It's interesting. Why don't we say that's not a beged? Let's ask ourselves even more. Let's say somebody wants to dress up in a Purim costume. Is that a masa? Beged? We can call it a beged. You have a otherwise respectable looking Hasidic Shiid, and he's dressed up in a cowboy suit. Everybody knows that all it is just a get up. It's not Lavushim, it's not Takshat, but it is. Now, this is what he's wearing. So if you decide that you're the type that wants to walk down a street in Bnei Brak, and you want to be wrapped up like an Arab or like a Isha Kshera from Modai, Gizutai, Palamaisa, right now, that's your takshit, that's your, not takshit, beged rather. So it's mutter. Mishnah Zayin. Poirefes alo evin, valo egois, viala matbea. They would use an evin or an egois. Feel a little more classy, maybe an evin is more higher end than an egger. It's a chur, certainly higher end is a matbea, a coin. Ubavachele tifrif lechatchile b'shabbos. They would use that to tie on the headgear, the string around, or the talus around. But you're not allowed to do it lechatchile on Shabbos. So the Gemara explains that why can't you wrap something around the head in Shabbos? We're going on matbea here. Matbea have a bunch of brown, it's muktzim. So how could you make it that way on Shabbos? Obviously, if it was made before Shabbos, into the headgear, so pshat is, it becomes bottled to that. It loses its status. As muktzah, it does have a shimush on Shabbos. Now, it seems clear that once it was put into place as a fastener, as a safety pin for the headgear, so then it would be mutter on Shabbos. It's still a coin. So it's bottled to the beggar. So you look at the Yochni, as a whole discussion in the Paiskim, what happens if somebody has a coin that was sewn into a beggar? The reason why he has a large gold coin, and he has the gold coin was sewn into his clothing to protect it. Is that muktzah or not? Chud puts on the beged, he's putting on agav, but you're going to say that the dinner shalzov is bottled to the beged. The dinner shalzov is worth a lot more than the beged. Bottled to the beged. So the shalzov is over there, and over there is machlek sapoyskim, says it can be matir b'shas hadchak.